This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now that Detroit is out of bankruptcy and shed a crippling load of debt, you may have heard the positive buzz about creative types moving back, like the great Michigan City is now on a kind of Brooklyn, New York trajectory. The hope now is to bring in more jobs, investments, and to rebuild neighborhoods. Marketplace's Adam Allington keeps an eye on Detroit for us.
If you're looking for proof that the Detroit brand still sells, take a look at Shinola. The epitome of hipster chic, the company makes $1,000 watches and high-end leather goods. Shinola moved to Detroit in 2013 with the idea of tapping into a kind of collective pining for America's blue-collar manufacturing past. Their big idea was that made in Detroit would sell better than made in America. And they were right.
Often it's positioned that Shinola has done something wonderful for Detroit.
Steve Bach is Shinola's chief executive.
The reality of the situation is that Detroit has done an amazing job in helping Shinola get off the ground.
Shinola employs 260 people in Detroit and plans to add 6 new stores in 2015. And thanks to the resolution of the city's Chapter 9 bankruptcy, many investors and corporations now see Detroit as a bargain. Despite the positive trend, Detroit's unemployment rate still sits at around 14%, almost twice the state average.
There's no magic job fairy, and so somebody's got to be able to create jobs, and to create jobs, you need capital.
Amy Heimerl is the entrepreneurship editor of Crain's Detroit Business. Unlike previous come-to-Jesus moments for the city, this time, she says, Detroit can't ignore the need for investment in small and medium-sized businesses.
In the past, it was always about tax breaks and get the big company to come in from somewhere else. That's wonderful, but we're also focusing on the other end of jobs creation, which are these neighborhood businesses and small businesses that may only hire 3 or 4 people at a time.
Job growth is one thing, but for many Detroiters, the first step forward is as simple as streetlights, close to half of which haven't worked in years. This has been a particular problem for restaurants and shops.
So a lot of businesses had to cut down their hours because, you know, after a certain time, you know, there was no business.
Esteban Perez is manager of La Terraza Mexican Restaurant in southwest Detroit. Detroit is now turning on some 500 new LED streetlights per week. And Perez says other small but big things are happening, too. Trash is getting picked up, police response times are decreasing, and things, he says, just seem better.
We're all coming together. You know, it's a city. So right now, like, Detroit is the place to be, whether you want to open up a business, whether you want to buy a house.
And speaking of housing, blight remains a huge challenge for Detroit. As many as 40,000 properties are slated for demolition. The city's land bank is auctioning the few that remain salvageable, and it just announced a new program to sell homes to city employees and retirees at half price. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.